I'm here at the Water Wednesday event run by the Environment Institute, and we just had a presentation on water in the southeast. And I'm here talking to one of the audience members who's a farmer from the southeast. What was your name?
Barbara Cameron from the wilds of Thornley, which is out of between Millicent and Beachport, inland from Beachport.
Okay, and what do you grow down there?
Sheep and cattle and some crops, particularly as the area is drying out. We're doing a bit more cropping.
Okay. So you've come a long way from the southeast to Adelaide to listen to some presentations. What's your interest?
Being a bit of an old chook, I've been around for a long time, and it really, really worries me how much the southeast is drying out. As a child growing up in Bordertown, we know the value of water, and we never wasted it. Then I taught at Panola, and I spent my time on the back of a horse wandering around. The swamps and the red gums were brilliant. Now there are no swamps at Panola at all. I live on a property which is dried out, which was developed for strawberry clover by my father-in-law, and actually our property is easier to run in drier seasons, but what's the future if the water level's gone down? We're now starting to grow some lucerne instead of strawberry clover because it's not maintaining. It's and we don't just inherit these properties from our forebears, we borrow them from our children. And as a mother and a grandmother, what is the future if we are using water at the rate that we're using it? And my lifetime is you know, that's a small span in the whole area of things. And I think we should all be very worried that we... But the government's pushing productivity, pushing more people, pushing more whatevers, without, I don't think, a clear understanding of the significance. The rest of the world is more worried about water than the South Australian government, I think.
So what do you see as the solution for the southeast? Because there is a view that, you know, this is the last great area where we could develop agriculture in South Australia. It's where there's water left. What we heard from tonight was perhaps there is no water left down in the southeast. What do you think the solution is?
There is, but I think we need to start acting now, like there was warnings 40 years ago about the River Murray. And in 40 years' time, I think we'll be... but there's not enough interest in projecting to 40 years' time and the over extraction. And the trouble is with so many drains, you can't have drains in wetlands, obviously. So the wetlands have gone from 82 down to, from the NRM board's thing, output is down to 13, I think, wetlands. And there's not enough recharge. There are too many bloody blue gums growing, if I can be to the point, because they are water suckers. They're known for around the world as being water suckers. Forestry is important, but is it as important as food, and is it as important as water? It's being pushed, but this seems to be difficult to assessing. But if you look at the maps that are available from the South Eastern Water Board, how much the water is actually going down, particularly under the blue gum area, it's not something that should be ignored, and that was not even touched on tonight. We saw lots of other very significant things, but we didn't see about how the underground water, and all over the southeast, it is going down. In the upper southeast, where they've got the dryland salinity, it's not very great. But I've just been up there. My great grandfather owned that country when it was beautiful, wetlands, bush, everything, and now it's crisscrossed with drains and salinity problems, and looks very sad. And I don't think it even looks particularly productive. Is there not some better way of handling the salinity? And as we humans have done the damage by over-clearing, and government has been culpable, of course, in pushing production, but not being particularly sensitive about the ramification. Yes, we did need drains. Yes, it was very wet. But that is actually now 50 and 60 years ago, and they're still digging drains. And I say that has to be questioned. Are there not better ways of doing it with sensitive farming? And being rewarded for being careful with water instead of just the way it now it's all about growing the most expensive thing so you can make the most money out of the water. But the water is the key, and nothing can live without water. So I think we're being very short-sighted.
Okay, thank you very much, Barbara.